Hello?
Oh, hi, can I speak to Mr. Brown, please?
Speaking to him.
Oh, I wish you a very good afternoon, Mr. Brown. This is Sean Miller, calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing, sir?
Good, thank you.
Okay, well, Mr. Brown, actually right now our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Epson. That is the reason I called you. So could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
Terrible.
What kind of problem are you facing, sir?
Oh, I think there's an area where I don't get a very good signal, that's all.
You mean when you normally use your internet line, or sometime your internet connection get dropped out, or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow like that?
Yes, that's exactly.
And do you have any idea from how long are you facing this type of problem, sir?
Since I've had it, which is a few years now.
And you never complain about it?
I didn't know. I mean, I've spoken to Telstra a few times, but I don't get much sense out of them.
You know what, sir, actually, from last couple of weeks, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are also complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet? And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
No.
Okay. Well, why I'm asking you this, sir, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, sir. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Okay, yes, carry on.
And when was the last time you used this internet line, sir? Last time?
Possibly last Friday.
Last Friday. Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday. Midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Friday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
That wasn't me. I'd be in bed sleeping at that time.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi?
There was two of us in the house, no.
Okay. By the way, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
I normally turn it all off.
No, I'm talking about your modem, sir, your internet modem.
Leave that on. Never turn that on.
Oh, your router is on all the time, okay. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Well, I'm not in the room where the internet is at present, so I'll just have to get up and have a look.
Okay.
So hang on a moment.
All right, okay.
Right, here we are. On the top of it, I've got a blue light and two green lights. And on the side, I've got two green lights. Yeah, that's it.
Total four green and one blue. One blue just because you're talking to me on your phone.
Okay.
And out of four green lights, is there any lights which is blinking, sir, or all of them are stable?
And they're all constantly glowing.
Constantly glowing. And in back of your router, you will see there is some cables are connected.
Yes.
How many cables are connected, sir?
One, two, three, five.
Five cable, you mean the power cable, internet cable, landline cable, Wi-Fi, and your DSL one.
Suppose that's what they all are.
Well, as per my report, sir, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. That is the reason sometimes the speed is getting dropped out or it is working slow. Just because all the speed and services are getting divided by those people who are active in your lines. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line. Okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. I'm just making up my mind what to do. There are so many scams going on these days, and I'm not sure what I'm doing with
you. You are also getting so many scam calls?
Sorry?
You are getting so many scam calls, sir?
Oh, I've got a few calls during the day trying to see if any solar panels or lights or globes or...
Yes. You don't need to receive or answer that call because nowadays there is so many nuisance call are going on. You know what, sir? Not only you, all of our customers are complaining us about this problem. We are working on it. We are trying our level best in order to block all of them. And you can do one thing for your satisfaction. What I will do, I'm going to provide you some security details. You can write it down in a paper. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Hang on, I'll just get a pen and something down here.
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And you can write on your router customer ID number, your router customer ID, which is 888.
888.
Yeah, then in capital letter, D for Delta.
D for Delta, yes.
C for Charlie.
C for Charlie.
Yeah, then A for Alpha.
Are they all capitals?
Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, okay.
Then number 60.
Hang on a minute. I've got numbers on my, looking at my router now, I've got two lots of numbers here, Telstra, EAB, BA3B.
No, not this one. You can write it down first of all, I will give it to you, you can write it down, then after
okay,
I can tell
so
you
about it. Okay, so I've got 888, DCA, what's the next one?
60.
60.
Yeah, then give a hyphen.
Yep.
Then number 7.
7.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
For Delta again, yeah.
And the number 062.
062.
Yeah, check it, sir. It should be like 888 DCA 60 hyphen 7D 062. Okay? This is your Telstra and router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, sir, you know? Because nowadays, not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you're going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, this is for your safety and security code only. And I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or all the telephone because this is a very unique code of your router. Okay?
Okay.
And keep it on your mind, sir, whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is. If they are really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they are going to provide these details to you. Clear? Thank you. By the way, sir, right now, is your computer on or it's off right now?
Off.
Okay, we have already upgraded a security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether your computer is working or not? Because I need to make a report of it.
Just turn it on now.
Okay, let me tell you, sir, I heard your wife's voice.
Yes, you heard her.
She's telling you that I'm trying to get into your computer. Let me tell you, if any point of time, if you think that I'm going to take access or take a control of your computer, simply hang up the call and switch off your computer. All right? Let me tell you, this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, and we are not allowed to take a control of your computer. If I will do so, I will lose my job. You can see everything what we are doing here, alright?
Okay.
Yeah, don't be suspicious about it. We are working. I know you are a customer.
You have to be so damn careful these days.
I can understand, sir.
Now, computer's on. I'm just waiting. What do you want me to do now?
Do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
No, I don't.
You never check the speed. What is the speed you are getting?
Oh, I've had it checked by a friend of mine who came here one day and checked it, but I don't know what he did. I know he said I was getting reasonable speed, and I think, but that's some time ago now.
Oh, no problem. I can tell you how you can check the speed so that I can make a report. What is the speed you are getting? Once your computer will get turned on, do let me know, okay?
What's the computer? Sorry, give me that again.
Your computer is on right now?
Yes.
And
yes.
What do you see on your screen?
Just my homepage with all my...
Regular icons?
Yeah, regular icons, yes.
And do you have a Google, sir? Google?
I have Google, yes.
Open your Google, please. Done. And when you open the Google, you can type in the Google Telstra speed test. Okay, in the Google you can type Telstra speed test. And search for it and let me know what the options come up.
Okay, just come up with this. Come up with a series of questions.
After typing Telstra speed test, you can press enter or search for it and let me know what the options come up on your screen. Yeah, you can click on speed test Telstra and after that it will go to our official speed test Telstra website from where you can measure the speed of your home broadband and right. Yeah, you can click on go and when you click on go you will get three options: ping, download, upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download and upload speed you are getting.
Downloading at present.
Okay.
46.4. Ping is 9, whatever that means.
9 ms, millisecond.
It's 9, that's all.
Okay, and the download speed, sir?
Sorry?
And the download speed, sir, download?
46.4
Mbps, and the upload?
Upload is 18.8.
Okay, alright, hold on, let me check, sir. By the way, sir, how old is your computer? Is this one which you are using?
Oh, it's a few years old now. I can't remember how old.
Like more than 5 years or less than that?
It's longer than 5 years.
Okay, all right. Well, as per my reports, I can see my... Well, I can see in my system, sir, that currently the internet speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps, 80 megabyte per second. But right now, the download speed which you are getting, that is 46.4 Mbps, and the upload is less than 20 Mbps. Yeah. You are supposed to get 80, but you are not getting that much of a speed. Why you are not getting that much of a speed? I might be, sir, some of the major services of your router are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Yes, okay.
And after that, you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see, sir?
Type here to search.
Yes, right. You can click on it and type in there system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system. And when you have typed system, what are the options come up on your screen?
Search your PC. It's got system information.
Can you see there is an option over there, system configuration? System configuration, so.
System restore, system, system.
System,
yes, system
configuration.
Yes.
Yeah, you can click on it. And when you click on it, you will get a system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, can you see there is some tabs over there like general, boot, services, startup and tools? What do you see now?
Got system information.
No, no, you can click on system configuration, so. Click on system configuration.
Okay, well, it comes up with system configuration open. The one is administrator.
Yeah, open. Click on open, sir, and open it. And when you open it, you will get a new window, system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, you will get some tabs like general, boot, services, startup, and tools.
It's going back to the home screen. But now here's something. System configuration has just come up.
Yeah, yeah. At the very top, can you see general? Yeah.
Got startup.
No, no. Above to that, sir, can you see general, boot, services?
Yes.
Yeah, you can click on services, sir. Click on services.
Okay, done.
And when you click on services, you will get four columns. Service, where you can see all of your service and security's name. Manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation. And status. You need to tell me the status only, all the services are running or some of them are getting stopped.
I think that's true. One's running. Two.
Which one is not running, sir? Which one is not running?
Stopped. All dual router service.
Router stopped. Services stopped. Okay, and apart from this, sir, apart from this?
Application layer, gateway services stopped.
Gateway services also stopped.
Application identifier stopped.
Okay.
Application management stopped.
Okay.
App readiness is stopped.
Okay.
Assign, oh geez. It's...
Okay, well,
humoring process, well, the last cellular time stopped.
Okay, alright, let me tell you, sir. These are the major services of your internet router which are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, the thing is that, sir, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Not really.
Okay, IP address means, sir, internet protocol. Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll on the page, sir, slowly, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. So scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services. And yeah, and as per my reports, I can see in my system almost 60% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do is, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker, so that in future you're not going to face this kind of problem anymore. Okay? So you can do one thing, sir. You can close this page, close it, and come back to your home screen. Come to your home screen, sir.
I have, yes.
Okay, alright. Now, once again, sir, have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner of your screen. What do you see over there?
Type here to search.
Type here to search, right. You can click on it, and this time you can type in there T for Tango.
T?
A for Alpha.
A for Alpha.
S, yes. For Sugar.
S for Sugar.
K for Kilo.
K for Kilo.
Now, what come up on your screen, sir?
Task. Task Manager.
Yeah, you can click on Task Manager and open it, sir. Click on Task Manager.
Open.
You open it. And when you open it, what do you see after that, sir?
Screen. Task Manager. Oh, it's got everything now.
Sorry, what do you see?
Well, I've got various things. It's Microsoft compatibility.
Did you click on Task Manager?
Okay, restore more size, minimize, maximize, close. That's what happened when I put.
Have a look on the left hand side. When you open the task manager, have a look on the left hand side top, sir. Left hand side top, what do you see?
The top left hand top of the screen. You're talking about the task manager screen.
Yes, 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 sir.
Well, I've pressed it and it comes up. Restore, move, size, minimize, maximize.
No, not this one. You can do one thing, you can close it, close it. Close it and come back to your home screen.
So I have.
Yeah, close it and come to your home screen.
Yes.
And after that, once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, you can click on it, and this time you can type in there run, R-U-N, run.
Okay.
Then press enter and let me know what come up. Press enter.
There's run app.
Yeah, yeah, click on run app, click on run app. And when you click on it, what do you see after that, sir?
Screen comes up on the left-hand side saying, run. Type the name of the program, folder, or document on the internet.
Yes, right. In that box, sir, can you see there is a white little open panel where you can type and open something?
It's got something typed in already.
What is type in there, sir?
I don't know what it is.
whatever the things written on it, you can make that panel empty. Make it empty, please.
Okay, it's still empty.
You can type in there
www.telstra support.
Yep.
Telstra support.
Yeah, all should be in one word, okay? There is no spaces, no gaps.
Okay.
What do you have typed, sir?
No, I haven't talked.
You need to type W. Telstra support, yeah, 01.
01?
Yeah, then give a dot.
01.
Dot.
What?
After 01, there should be a dot.
www.telstra support 01 dot.
After 01, there should be a dot, okay?
01 dot.
Yeah, then W for William.
W for William.
Yeah, then E for England.
E, yes.
E for England again.
Yes.
B for Bravo.
B for Bravo.
Yeah, then L for Lima.
Lima.
Y for Yankee.
Y for Yankee.
Dot com.
Dot?
Com, C-O-M, yep.
Weebly.com.
Then click on OK. Click on OK, sir. You will get our Telstra support page on your screen. Click on OK and let me know what come up. No, what do you think?
I'm having trouble finding that site.
I think you made a mistake.
Okay. Where do I go now?
Close it.
Go back to the screen at the bottom of the...
Yeah, type over there, run, R-U-N, run.
In the bottom left-hand square again.
Yeah. Type in there, run.
Yes.
Yeah, then press enter and let me know what come up. Now what do you see now, sir?
Got run app, then it's got open.
Yeah, click on run app. Yeah, click on run app. Click on run app.
Yes. Okay, let's put that small screen back into playing again.
And what is written over there, sir?
What's there is the words I've typed in before.
Could you please read it back to me, sir? Spell it for me.
www. Dot.
Sir, 3W. Sir, 3W, sir. www. Dot. 3W.
www. Dot. Telstra.
How do you spell that, sir?
T-E-L-S-T-R-A.
Yes.
Support. S-U. Oh, should it be a double P?
Yeah, double P. Yes, sir, double P.
That's where the mistake is.
And there is no spaces between any word, all right? No spaces.
So it's now Telstra support.
dot com.
Yes.com. That's what's...
Yeah, click on OK after that, sir. Click on OK.
Come back to the home page.
I think it is loading.
Yeah, we're still having trouble finding that site.
Oh, you made a mistake again, I think. Close it, sir, close it. Done?
Yes, I've done that. Look, I'm going to have to close this off because my wife's going to be a fit over this. She reckons
no, no. Sorry?
She reckons she's being scammed. She really does, so...
I can understand, sir. Might be that hacker or is still established inside it, sir. I know. That is the reason I'm trying my level best in order to protect your information.
Well, I know. I agree with what you're saying, but I've got to live in this household as that you don't, and I don't want to create any problems. My wife's worried. I'm worried.
Don't worry about it, sir. This is all about your security. I have shown you your router condition. Some of the services are not working. Let me complete my security work, then after you can do whatever you want. All right? Let me complete my work. Okay?
My wife keeps saying, how do we know you're coming from Telstra? This is a big thing.
You can do one thing. Can I speak to your wife, sir? Pass the phone to your wife.
She's standing beside me.
Well, ma'am, I have your Telstra customer ID number, which I have already provided your husband. If you want, you can check your customer ID number. If you see that ID will matches down, then only talk to me, otherwise don't talk to me. Okay? I'm telling you again and again, you don't need to worry about anything. We are working on it. We are trying our level best in order to protect your information safe and secure. All right. And, sir, I think you are making some mistake. That is the reason it is not opening our official site. You can do one thing. On the left-hand side bottom corner, once again, you can type run, R-U-N, run. Then press enter and let me know what come up.
Run app.
Yeah, click on run app and let me know what come up.
And the little screen again.
And what do you have typed, sir? Read it back to me very carefully.
www.
Dot.
It looks like a dot unless it might be a comma.
No, you need to put a dot, not a comma.
Yeah, I think that might be. It's so small, I'm having trouble seeing it.
If you have any confusion that you put a comma, you can make it, delete it, and type dot again. Have you done so?
Where's he calling from?
I don't know, I've got no idea.
They can check up on that.
That's where the dot's got to be. It's so small, I'm having trouble seeing it.
You can delete it.
www.telstrasupport.com 01.weebly.com.
Yes, and there is no spaces between any word, between Telstra and support or any word. Should be in one word together, okay?
It is.
Yeah, then, and there should be dot all the time, not a comma, all right?
Yep.
Then you can click on OK after that. Click on OK. Now, what come up on your screen, sir?
Telstra.
Yeah, you will see a telstrand below that.
It says here, we will connect you to the Telstra secure server.
Secure server, right. Below that, sir, you will see all of our telecom partners' name as well, like Optus, Vocus, TPG, all those other companies are work under Telstra. And below that, you will see welcome to Telstra support team, right?
Correct. Yes.
And over there, you will get three options on it. Click to connect server 1, click to connect server 2, and click to connect server 3, right?
Yes.
And you told me, sir, your computer is near about more than 5 years old, right?
Yes, it is.
Then you can do one thing. You can select the first one. Click on click to connect server 1.
Click on click.
Yeah, click on click to connect server 1. And when you click on it, sir, what come up on your screen?
Nothing yet. Welcome to Telstra support team.
Did you click on click to connect server 1?
Click to connect server 1, like clicked on click.
Click on click to connect server 1.
Welcome to Telstra support team.
When you click on it, sir, have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see there is a little box pop-up says anydesk.exe?
Oh, it doesn't. It says powered by Weebly.
No, on the left-hand side bottom, sir. Left-hand side bottom. You cannot see any anydesk.exe. You can do one thing. Have a look on the right-hand side top, sir. Right-hand side top corner of your screen. Can you see there is a little arrow which is pointing downward? Right hand side, extremely top of your screen. You will see there is a little arrow which is pointing downward. Can you see that?
List all tabs.
Sorry?
It says list all tabs.
No. There is a little arrow which is pointing downward.
What's the word? On the right hand side of the screen, I've got a minus sign, I've got a box.
No, below that. Below that, sir. Below that. Just below that.
Okay, right. There's an arrow there pointing downwards.
Yeah, click on it.
Yes.
And when you click on it, what do you see after that?
A little box comes up saying any desk.
Yeah, click on it, sir. Click on any desk. Click on it. And when you click on it, what do you see after that, sir?
Another screen coming up, I look at it. Yeah, I've got a screen which says your address.
Congratulations, sir. It means our Telstra secure server generate a new server ID for you. That is our Telstra server ID. Help me out with that number which you can see on your screen. Tell me the number.
254-362-810.
I think, sir, it should be 254-362-810.
I'm sorry, there's spaces there. I just read it. Yes.
All right, and where you can see this number, just beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol.
Yes.
You can click on the lock symbol, and when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password.
Yes, it does. Correct.
Right. I'm going to give you our Telstra server password. You can type the password in a small letter, Telstra 123. Type the password, Telstra 123. Yes. All should be in lowercase.
Telstra 123.
And below that, it will ask you to confirm password, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Type the password again, Telstra 123.
Telstra123.
Yeah, after that, sir, you can click on apply after that. Click on apply. And after clicking and apply, what do you see after that, sir?
So far, nothing. So this password is safe.
Yeah, then click on apply after that, sir. Click on apply.
Yeah, what?
Sorry.
I'm making you hoarse. Sorry about that.
You put the password in two boxes? You put the password in two boxes or just only in one box?
That's the reason why.
Oh, you put the, you can make it empty and do it again, sir, all right? Don't make any mistake. Make it empty completely. And do it carefully, all right?
One, two, three.
Yes, sir.
Go down to the next one, confirm password.
Yeah, click on that confirm password box, click on it first, then type Telstra 123. Then after you can click on apply.
Okay.
And after clicking on apply, what do you see after that, sir?
Interactive access.
And apart from this?
Oh, another screen just come up saying Window Defender, security warning, another person would like to...
Yes. And apart from this, sir?
Window Defender firewall has blocked some features.
Firewall, yes, yes. Our firewall is going to activate in order to block some features of the condition router. You can click on Allow. Click on Allow.
Yes.
And after clicking on Allow, what do you see on your screen?
Nothing yet.
You can see interactive access.
Interactive only show incoming session requests if any desk window is open.
Oh, you can minimize the space, sir. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Where's the monitor?
On the right hand side top, sir. Right hand side top. Yep. Click on the minus sign.
I'm back to the top.
Oh, close the space, sir. Close it.
I'll go back to the home page.
You can do one thing on the left hand side bottom corner where you can see type here to search. You can click on it and type in there T for Tango.
T for Tango, yes.
A for Alpha.
A for Alpha.
S for Sugar.
S for Sugar.
K for Kilo.
K for Kilo.
Yeah, oh, K for Sugar. Kilo. Yeah, Task. And after typing Task, what come up on your screen, sir?
Task Manager.
Yeah, where you can see Task Manager, have a look on the left-hand side top. Can you see there is some tabs over there like Processes, Performance, App History, Startup Users. You can click on Performance on the left-hand side top, Performance. Click on Performance. Yeah, and when you click on Performance, you will get some graph on your screen like CPU, memory, disk, Ethernet. You can click on Ethernet, sir. Click on Ethernet.
Memory, disk, Ethernet.
Yeah, click on it. And when you click on it, you will see there is an Ethernet graph come up on your screen.
Yes.
Yeah, the graph is moving faster or it is moving slowly?
It's moving slow, it's not moving real fast.
Like, what is the, like it is moving?
160, ranging between 152, or now it's 144, to 160.
Just 160, oh my god, I think it is working very, very slow. Actually, sir, by the help of this Ethernet graph, what we are doing, we are trying to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker, and also we are trying to block all the hacking links which allow to hacker to get into your computer. So you can do one thing while the service is going on. I need to check one more thing. You can do one thing. Close this Ethernet. Close it.
Top right hand side. Close it.
Close it. Yeah, I need to check one more thing. You can do one thing. On the left-hand side bottom corner, where you can see type here to search, this time you can click on it and type in there C for Charlie.
C for Charlie.
M for Mother.
M for Mother.
And D for Delta.
D for Delta. That's CMD.
Yeah. Yes, CMD stands for command. And after that, sir, what come up on your screen?
Well, it's a black screen. It says
black window. Okay, all right. Let me tell you about this black window. Actually, this black window is the brain of your internet system. And by the help of this black window, you can check all of the information is secure or not. And also, you can activate a security as well. Inside the black window, can you see there is a cursor is flashing?
Yes, that's right.
So, where the cursor is flashing, you can type in there, T for Tango.
T for Tango, where the cursor is flashing. T for Tango.
Yes, yes. Yeah, then
okay.
R for Romeo.
Romeo.
E for England.
E for England. Done.
And E for England again.
Done.
Then press enter after that, so. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that? Let me know.
Oh, black screen with lots of figures flashing up and down.
Oh, you mean it is started scanning? Lovely. Let it be scanned, sir. Once the scan will get stopped, you will get a message. Once the scan will get stopped, you will get a message. And if you will get any message, please do let me know, okay? Still scanning, sir?
Yeah, it seems to have finished. It says, welcome to Telstra Secure Server. What do you want?
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra Secure Server. We have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And also, you can activate a security as well. Now, our Telstra Secure Server will ask you, what do you want? You can do one thing. You can type in there, I want to check my...
Where the cursor is flashing.
Yes, yes. You can type over there, I want to check my... I want to check my, and you told me that you do emails over the internet, right, sir? You do email?
Want to check my, okay.
You told me that you do email, sir, over the internet? You do email?
I'm not very often because I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, so let's start from your email. We are going to check your email first, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type my... Email is secure. Email is secure.
On the same line.
My MY. Yeah, after. My email is secure.
Email.
Is secure. Yeah, and after that, so press enter after that. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see on your screen? Let me know. After pressing enter, what do you see, sir? Let me know.
It's going scanning again.
Oh, it is started scanning? Lovely. It means, sir, it is checking that your email is secure or not. And once the scan will get stopped, you will get a status. You will get a status of your email. And if you see any changes, sir, please do let me know, okay?
Oh, it's stopped running, and it's down the bottom. It's got package for roll up. Oh, gee whiz.
Oh, I think it is still, it has got stuck here because of your internet is working slow. Let it be scanned, sir. Once it will be completely scanned, then you will get a status. Start again, lovely. And if you see any changes, sir, please let me know, okay?
On to red now.
It is running in red?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Yes.
And have you got any status, sir, any feedback?
It says here, status, 3 hackers are found into your email, I suppose. Log in to achieve firewall security.
Firewall security?
Yes.
See, sir, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now, our Telstra Secure Server is successfully checked that apart from you, 3 hackers are found in your email. It means, sir, somehow these 3 hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password, and they're trying to log in into your email from their computer from the different location. And I think they're trying to steal some important information from your email. Okay, no problem, sir. Our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it on the right hand side top.
Okay.
Click on the minus sign. And after
that,
how you normally log in into your email, you can try to log in and check whether your email is working or it is locked. How you normally open up your email, you can try to open your email.
Nothing's changed. It's still sitting on the home page.
Oh, try to log in into your email, sir. Try to log in into your email.
Let me through that again, will you? Because I think I'm getting confused now.
You need to open up your email, sir. How you normally check your email?
That's how I do it, that's all.
Sorry?
I'm just trying to think the way I do it.
Oh, okay, all right. If you need my help, sir, let me know, okay?
Yes, please. Give me your help, please.
In which email account you have an email, sir? You have an account in Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail?
Gmail.
Gmail, okay. You can do one thing. Open up your Google, sir. Open your Google.
It's Google.
Open your Google. And type in there, Gmail login. Type over there, Gmail login.
Gmail.
Login. Yeah, then you can press enter, sir. Press enter. Then you will get an option over there. Sign in to Gmail. You can click on sign in to Gmail.
Sign in to Gmail. Yes.
Yeah. Click on it, sir.
Yes.
Now what do you see?
Sign into Gmail.
You can go back to the previous page. Go back.
Yes, okay.
And then you can do one thing. You need to type over there at the very top,
www.gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Okay, it's got Gmail.
What do you have time?
Gmail.com.
.com. Yes, right. And after that, what do you see on your screen, sir?
Google Workspace.
Oh, okay, I think it is loading, so let it be load. Let it be load. Now, what do you see now, sir?
What, an unread messages?
You can see your Gmail, like, is this your email, sir?
Yes, that's mine.
This is your email or your wife's email?
No, it's mine.
Your email. All right. It means your email is opening, right? It is working. Try to scroll it up and scroll it down. Check whether it is moving or it is frozen. It is working.
Okay, in the bottom it says it stopped.
Okay, and could you please check, have you received any junk or any spam email, sir?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right, great. Let me tell you, sir, in future, if you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it, okay? So you can do one thing. If your email is working, then you can close your email, sir. Close your email, please. And after closing your email, you need to open the black window, which you have already minimized. At the bottom, can you see there is a little black window? You need to click on the black window and open it. And, all right, you can type in there. I have checked my email. Type in there. I have checked my email. And I want to activate.
And what was that thing?
And I want to activate. Firewall security. Yes.
Firewall, one word?
Yes, sir, yes.
Security.
Yes. Then press enter after that, sir. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know, okay? After pressing enter, what do you see?
Scanning.
Oh, it is started scanning. Lovely. It means, sir, it is activating a firewall security in order to block all the three hackers who have got the access of your email account. And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
It stopped at the stage, but the cursor is still flashing.
Oh, let it be scan, sir. Let it be scan. And once the scan will get a stop, you will get a status. Okay.
It's going to green.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign, sir. And have you got any status, sir?
Okay, it says status firewall security is being installed into your email.
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means firewall security is installing right now in your email. And once it will be completely installed into your email, all of the three hackers will block from your email account. It means, sir, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, our firewall will block them. They are not able to log in into your email without your permission. Okay?
Okay.
So, well, congratulations. Thank you very much, sir. Sorry?
Not very good at this tool. This is...
Thank you very much, sir. Congratulations. Now, your email is safe and secure at the moment. Apart from you, no one is going to hack your email without your permission. All right?
Now,
apart from... Yes, sir.
Sorry. One question now that we've got to the end of this. Is there any possibility of getting this to move faster, or is it, or was stuck with the speed that I've got now?
Yeah, we are going to boost up the speed of your internet. First of all, we are trying to start all the services. Once all the services going to start, then automatically your internet speed is going to boost up. You don't need to worry about it. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
No, you're right now, sir. Your email is secure at the moment. Now, apart from your email, what do you want to check which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check my. Again, you need to type, I want to check my. To check my.
Check my.
No. Apart from your email, what do you want to check which is very important for you, like shopping, Facebook, banking, Twitter, which is...
Banking?
If you want to check your banking, it is my humble request to you, sir. While checking your banking, do not point out or do not give me any of your details over the phone to me, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose and we are not allowed to ask anything. If you want to check your banking, you can type in there, I want to check my online banking, because you do online banking, so you can mention over there. Online banking.
One line's one word, isn't it?
Yes, sir, yes. And by the way, you do banking with one bank or more than one bank?
Only one bank.
Then type is secure. Is secure.
Is secure.
Yeah. Then you can press enter after that, sir. And once you press, once you press enter, then let me know what come up. After pressing enter, what come up, sir? Let me know.
It's starting to scan again.
Great. Started scanning again. Lovely. It means, sir, it is checking that your online banking is secure or not. And once the scan will get a stop, again you will get a status. You will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Okay.
Still scanning, sir?
It's still scanning. Well, it's okay. Strange.
In which color, sir? In which color?
Green.
Still in green, lovely. And have you got any status?
What do you mean by status?
Status, so like, have you got any message or any status?
I'm not yet, it isn't. I think it must be still scanning. I hear it just started again. Now it's gone red.
Oh my god. And have you got any status or any feedback?
Yes, it's status. 5 hackers have been added into your online banking links. Log
okay.
To activate firewall security.
Firewall security again. I think, sir, you don't have firewall in your computer, sir. You never activate firewall earlier.
No.
That is the reason, sir. The hacker got the loophole because you don't have a firewall. Due to that reason, the hacker got the loophole, and from the loophole they are activating. Sorry, from the loophole they are accessing your internet information from the different location. And earlier 3 hackers was found into your email, now this time 5 hackers are found into your online banking links. It means that whenever you was trying to go into your online banking, at the same time the hacker got the access of your banking links and your website. Okay, no problem. Now our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing, you can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign on the right hand side.
Yes, okay, done that.
And after that, sir, how you normally log in into your banking, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or it is locked. How you normally try to log in into that?
So
you can.
I usually go to Google and go to Benigo Bank.
Yeah, don't tell me, do it from your site, sir, okay? Open your Google and do it. Don't tell me, do it very carefully, alright?
Okay.
And once you are done, sir, let me know, okay?
Go to Google.
Yes. Once you are done, sir, please let me know.
Okay, I've gone to Google.
Yeah, you need to.
I'll put the password in there.
Yeah, make sure, sir, when you put the password, you need to check the password whether you are putting the correct password or not, okay? Yeah, when you put the password in the password box on the right-hand side corner, you will see there is a little I symbol. You can click on the little I symbol so that you can check whether your password is correct or not. Have you done so?
Log into e-banking, please enter valid details.
Oh, you can check your ID, sir. Your ID is correct?
2-9-3-4. Yes, that's right.
Then, okay. Then you can put your password, sir. Put your password. But don't click on next. First of all, put your password. And after putting the password, in the password box on the right hand side corner, you will see there is a little I symbol. You can click on the little I symbol. Click on the I symbol on the right hand side corner of the box.
Okay. the eye symbol.
You can click on the eye symbol and check whether your password is correct or not. Click on the eye symbol and check is your password is correct.
No, it's not. I made a mistake putting it in.
Okay, no problem. You can delete the password then. Delete the password and do it very carefully. Delete the password and do it again and do it very carefully. All right? And make sure the password should be case sensitive. Uppercase, lowercase matter. You can type the password exactly the same which you normally use. Have you done so?
Put it in.
Yeah, then click on next and check whether it is working or not working. It's working, sir?
Yes, everything's working.
Okay, try to scroll it up and scroll it down, check.
Yes, I've scrolled it from top to bottom and everything seems to be going alright.
Everything is working fine. If everything is working fine, sir, then you can do one thing. You can log off from your account, please. Because that is your personal thing. You can log off from your account.
Okay, I've done that.
And then you can close your banking page, sir. Close it.
I have.
And then you can open the black window, which you have already minimized. Open the black color window.
Yes, it's open. It's in red.
It's okay. You can type in the black window, I have checked my online banking links. Type in there.
Did you say online banking accounts?
No, online banking links. Online?
Online. Banking.
Links. And I want to, activate.
And I want to activate
firewall security.
Security.
Inside it. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And once you're done.
I have checked my online banking links and I want to activate firewall security
inside it.
So I've got to put a space between security and inside because I'm.
Oh, no problem. So you can press enter. No problem. It doesn't matter. Press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know.
It's flashing in red, it's scanning again.
Oh, lovely. You mean it is started activating a firewall in order to block all the 5 hackers who have got the access of your online banking. And once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a status, you will get a feedback. And if you see any changes in the color, please do let me know. Because color is matter, okay? By the way, sir, how far is your bank from you? How far is it?
8 kilometers.
8 kilometers. And how often you go to your bank, sir? Regularly, once in a week, twice in a week, once in a month?
Once in a week.
Okay, all right. Sorry, which color?
On the green now.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign. And have you got any status, sir?
What's it? Yes, it says status. Please wait while service checking some security.
Oh, congratulations, sir. Congratulations, sir. It means our survey successfully verified your account. Our survey is checking some banking security which are not working, which are getting stopped by the hacker. So you can do one thing. Till the time, you can minimize this black window, sir. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Okay. Yes.
And after minimizing it, sir, what do you see on your screen?
Interactive access.
Okay. Have a look at the very top left hand side, sir. Very top left hand side. Can you see settings? Yeah. Beside the AnyDesk, can you see new session?
New session.
Yeah, click on new session. Click on it.
After clicking
on new session, you will get some boxes like what's new in AnyDesk, install AnyDesk discovery. You can click on install. Click on the second one, install AnyDesk. And when you click on install, you will get an installation page. In that page, you will get an option over there, accept and install. You can click on accept and install. Accept and install at the very bottom. Click on it.
Oh, right, then the bottom is. Okay.
Yeah. And after that, sir, it will ask you for your permission. You can click on yes. Now, what do you see now, sir?
Support back installation again.
Okay, all right. I think it's loading, so let it be load.
It's loading still.
Okay. Your internet is working very, very slow.
Homepage.
Homepage? Okay, all right.
Open to AnyDesk version 7.1.
Yes, and you will get an option over there, install. Can you see there is an option over there, install?
Yes.
Click on install.
Sure.
And after that, what do you see on your screen, sir?
Do you have an account yet? Do you have an account yet registered now?
No, you can minimize it, so click on the minus sign and minimize it. And after that, sir, on the left-hand side bottom corner of your screen where you can see type here to search, you can click on it.
Yes.
And type in there T for Tango.
T for Tango, yes.
A for Alpha.
Yes.
S for Sugar. Yeah, and then K for Kilo.
It's got task settings.
No. Below that, sir, you will get an option over there, Task Manager. Task Manager.
Yes, come up Task Manager.
Come up Task Manager. Okay, now at the very top, you will see some tabs like Processes, Performance, App History, Users, Details, Service. You can click on services, sir. Click on services.
Okay.
And when you click on services, you will get some column like name, PID, description, status. You need to check the status, sir. Check the status. Still some of them are stopped or all of them are running?
Some of them are stopped.
Still some of them are stopped. Okay, no problem. Then you can click on performance, sir. Click on performance.
Okay, done.
Done.
And the graph come up.
And the graph is moving faster or it is moving slowly?
It's moving slowly would be a fair description.
It's still working slowly?
70K. It's ranging from 72 to 64 to 72.
Well, check this time, sir, if it is moving faster this time.
120,
104, 120, 104, 184. Oh. Actually, sir, by the help of this Ethernet graph, what we are trying to do, we are trying to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker. And also we are boosting up the speed of your internet, because currently the internet line which you are using, it is working very, very slow. So we are boosting up the speed of your internet as well, so that in future, if you will use your internet line, your internet will work like a rocket.
Okay? That'll be good.
Yeah, so you can do one thing. You can leave your computer as it is. Let me make a report, okay? Hold on, sir. Let me make a report.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hold on, sir, please. I do believe that, sir, your landline number, which I am speaking to you, that is 03544-83797.
That's correct.
And your mobile number, sir?
0438-145-521.
0438-145-521, right?
Correct.
And I am speaking to Mr. Brown, Ralph Brown.
Correct.
And you have any middle name, sir?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So I'm speaking to Mr. Ralph Brown, who lived in 29 Manogum Drive, Epsom, Victoria 3551, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, you are one of our registered customers, so you are using our services for a very, very long time.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Let me complete my report. And your date of birth, sir, if you don't mind.
It is the 12th, 1938.
18th of December, 1938, right?
Correct.
Okay. Over the phone, you sound extremely young. I thought you're in your 50s or 60s.
Oh, far from that, though.
God bless you, sir.
Still running the graph across the screen.
Still the graph is moving. Okay, all right.
Yes, is that kilobytes per second?
Yes, right. KBPS means, sir, it is kilobyte per second. MBPS means megabyte per second. TBPS means terabyte per second. Right. GB stands for gigabyte per second. Right. But it should be running into, right now it is still working in KBPS, right?
Yes.
Alright, it should be work into MBPS, so, alright. Let me tell you, sir, I have successfully make a report of all those things, and I have sent this report to our higher department, to NCA. Have you heard anything about NCA?
I've heard it's a government body for checking on false information coming through.
Yes, NCA means, sir, NCA means National Crime Authority. Actually, sir, from last couple of weeks, our team NCA department was trying to trace those hacker who is using your internet line. Now we are successfully to trace him, and also we go we are working on it in order to catch this hacker who is using your internet line. All right. So once I will get the confirmation, sir, then I will let you know, okay?
Okay.
And I have seen in my system, sir, your email and your banking security is started working. And apart from email and your banking, you told me that you do online shopping sometime, right? Online shopping.
Well, I'd like to, but I don't know what I'm doing, so I don't do it.
In your mobile phone, you do online shopping in your mobile?
No, not really.
I don't use
eBay or any of those because I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm frightened I'll do something wrong and create problems.
Okay, all right. And from your bank, we have successfully activated a security. And let me ask you, from your bank, sir, have you got any card like debit card or credit card?
I have a debit card.
Okay, then you can do one thing. You can open the black window which you have already minimized. First of all, minimize this task manager. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
So I bought the black screen back again.
Yeah, you need to type in there, I want to secure my. Type in there, I want to secure my. I want to secure my debit card information. Shake me here. Yeah, then you can press enter after that, okay? Press enter. Yeah. Once you press enter, what is scanning again? Lovely. All right. It means it is checking. Yes, right. It is started checking. So, all right. It is started securing. Why we have securing your debit card, sir? Because you know, like in future, if you will use your card in order to order something, or if you swipe your card in the shopping mall or in the supermarket, all of information will be protected, all right?
Okay, fine, that's excellent.
Yes, sir.
Spending again in grade.
Oh, lovely. Let it be scanned, sir. Once it will be completely scanned, sir, let me know, right?
And you're getting great.
And I have a good news for you, sir. Just now I have received an email from our higher department, from NCA. I have successfully sent all the report to our NCA department, right? But right now I got an email from one of our senior security officer of NCA, all right? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I got an email from him and he wants to talk to you, so he wants to talk to you. So once I will complete my security work, then what I will do, I will make this call connect to NCA department, to our department. After that, one of our senior officer will let you know what you have to do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You're still scanning, sir?
Yeah, scanning green. It stopped again.
And have you got any status, sir, or any feedback?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, all right. Once you will get any status, sir, please let me know, okay?
It's got status now. Please wait until server is checking some security.
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means our server is successfully verified your information. Our server is going to secure and protect your information so that nobody is going to hack your information in future, okay? Now our server is going to check some security which are getting stopped. So you can do one thing, till the time you can minimize this black window, so click on the minus sign and minimize it. And open the task manager which you have already minimized. Open the white one which you have minimized.
White one.
White one, right. Task manager. And check this time, sir, the graph is moving faster. It is it's still moving slowly.
Slowly.
All right, okay. So you can do one thing right now. What you have to do, you can leave your computer as it is because still the work is going on. We are starting all the services. And what I will do, I'm going to transfer this call to our higher department, to NCA, to one of our senior officer. And after that, sir, he will let you know what you have to do, okay?
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Brown, for giving me all of your precious time and for believing me so that I can complete my work. So you can do one thing for now. You can leave everything as it is. Don't touch your computer because still we are working. And what I will do, sir, I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department. Then after, one of our officer will let you know what you have to do, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much for your help and your patience.
Thank you very much. You're welcome, sir. So you can stay on the line, sir. I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Stay on the line, please.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Very good afternoon. This is John Williams, and I'm calling you from NCA, National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, John.
Sounds lovely. I do believe you was speaking to one of my colleagues, am I right?
That's correct.
And did he explain you the reason of this call?
Yes, he did.
That's great. And did he show you all the problem which is happening and you were not aware of?
Oh, I wasn't aware of it, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, all right. And did he show you the picture of the hacker which we have found inside your internet line?
No.
Okay, all right. No issue. I will show it to you. While providing you a security, we have found that the hackers, four hackers are established inside your internet line who got the access of your email, banking, shopping, everything. This is why my colleague was trying to help you to secure all your online activities, okay?
Yes, I understand now.
Okay. Now, the thing is that, sir, why he was trying to secure everything, because the internet line which you are using, it has got compromised with some of the online hacker. And just because your internet line got compromised, they are easily trying to sneak inside your devices like your mobile phone, iPad, computer, laptop, desktop, everything. They are trying to sneak inside it without your knowledge and without your permission. And whatever the online activities you are doing over the internet, like email, Facebook, shopping, banking, he was trying to hack, like they was trying to hack all your personal information and your personal data. And if they will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, then according to our government law, you might face some legal problem in future, because this internet line is registered under your name and the hackers are using your identity for their crime. Okay?
Okay, yes.
But you don't need to worry. My colleague has already helped you to provide you a complete firewall security, and those firewall is going to block the hacker, and it is also going to protect all your online activities as well. Okay?
Thank you, yes.
All right, it is our duty. Now, could you please let me know right now what exactly do you see on your screen?
Well, it's a graph. At the
graph
top
bar, okay. Okay, don't touch anything now. The server is going to perform, okay? Don't touch anything, please.
Okay, fine.
Now, what do you see?
It's come up with a please restart language. Username, Directive access permission.
Okay, alright. Hold on. Now what do you see?
Blank screen.
Now what do you see?
Nothing.
Completely blank?
Completely blank.
Okay, that means your system is rebooting itself, okay? Now you need to grab a piece of paper and a pen. I will give you some security number which we have updated, okay?
Okay.
And your screen will come up automatically. Don't worry, alright? Now what do you see on your screen?
Blank.
Okay, all right. Once you see your screen is fluctuating, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Now, we are updating 3 level of the security, okay? The first level of the security is going to protect your devices. And the second level of the security is going to protect your internet network. And the third level of the security is going to protect your, your modem. Where is your modem right now? Okay, could you please let me know which color light do you see on it?
Oh, this. On the top there's 2 green ones and a blue one.
Sorry?
And down the left hand side I've got 2 green.
Okay. All right, just hold on. The green one is flashing or is stable, sir?
No, none of them are flashing.
Okay, all right, hold on. And you can't see any blue lights on it?
There's a blue light on the top, yes.
It is stable?
Stable.
All right, okay, hold on. Okay, you got the piece of paper and a pen?
I have, yes.
Okay, write down your... let me check. Write it down, please.
Internet.
Protection.
Protection.
Security code number.
Code number.
Yeah, 7410.
7410.
Yeah, that is the security number of your internet, okay?
7410, okay? And the screen's still black, dark.
Okay, all right, hold on. Where is your mobile phone?
Where is my mobile phone?
Yeah.
My mobile phone's in the other room.
Okay, all right.
I haven't used it.
And have you got a security token from your bank? Any security token?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Sir, security token is a small device. It is
well,
like a key. Uh-huh. I think you got it, but you never use it.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I can't remember it. What would it be?
It is like a small device. In that device, you can generate the security code by pressing a button. It is a security device.
No, I have never had one. I've gone to the bank to get one, and they've never been able to give me one. Because the branch
How far
that I went
you,
to, sorry, the branch
How far
that
are your branches?
There's two branches in Bendigo. There's one in Williamson Street and one in the main branch in the... what's it called there? In the main street, in High Street.
But I can see, sir, you have that security token facility, and it is required right now in order to remove the hacker from your banking, email, and shopping. So please try to remember where you have, I think you have that device, okay, but you never use it. Check in your drawers, check in your wardrobe, ask your wife. You have that security token. It is look like a small key ring. You can press a button in that and on that, and the number will be displayed on the screen of that device.
I can tell you now, I have never had one. Sincerity, I can honestly say I've never had one. Because the branch I go into in Bendigo, they send me down to the main branch, down in head office, and I've never been able to get one. But one of the bank chaps did something to my mobile, which gave me security, and I don't know what he did. I've got no idea what he did, but he did something to it.
Okay, so get your mobile, please. Get your mobile.
Hang on, I've got to go into the other room to get it. I can guarantee you I've never had one of those things. I was expecting to get one from the bank, but I never... Okay, now I have my mobile. I'll turn it on. Or I should say I'll put the screen up.
You got your mobile?
I have, yes.
Is it on?
Is it on? Yes, it is on.
Okay, which mobile you are using, an iPhone or Android?
Android.
Okay, check all your application one by one. Have you got any Bendigo Semantic VIP Access app? Check. Semantic VIP Access app.
Which Gmail, Photos, Prince, Daniel, Google, Meet, Systems. ABCAFL Assist, BOM, Calc, Calendar, Drive, Emerald, Files, FM, RA, Gmail, Google, GPSR, Hango, whatever that is, Maps, Medic, Meet, Yes, White, Phone, Photos, Play B, Play G, Play, oh good lord, Play S. Prince, Service, Telstra, Beam, Flight, Wireless, YouTube. No, I haven't got anything. That's the end of it. I haven't
you
got
haven't
anything.
Got?
No. I've got something for
okay.
myself.
Okay, do one thing. Open the, Play Store. Open the Play Store. In your mobile.
Play Store?
Yeah.
Where would I find that? Would I find that in Google or what?
No. Look all your application. You have the Play Store application.
Play Store. Play B. Would that be it? Play G.
No, Play Store.
Yes, would Play S be Play Store?
Yeah.
Okay, it's probably the a bikini star tied to Snapchat. I had suggested for you TikTok. What am I supposed to be looking at?
Play Store. Open the Play Store application, sir.
I have. I have opened it.
Is it? Okay, is it open?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now in the Play Store at the top, can you see a search panel?
Search panel, yes, I can.
Okay, type in the search, Anydex, A-N-Y.
Hang on a minute. Oh, God almighty. What have I got to type in?
You need to type Anydex, A-N-Y.
Oh,
shit.
God, my. Give me that. What is it I've got to type?
A for Apple, N for November, Y for Yankee.
N, Y.
D for David.
D for David.
E for Echo.
E for Echo.
S for Sugar.
S for Sugar.
K for Kilo. Anydex. Search for it.
A-N-Y-D-E-S-A, is it the last one?
No, K for Kilo, the last one. K for King.
K.
Yeah, the last one.
Right, hanging desk.
Search for it, okay? And hold on, please. Hold on. Just wait. Now, what do you see, sir?
Well, I've got any desk up in the top, and then below that I've got any desk. Then it's got any desk plug-in, any desk for...
No. What is the first option you got? Can you see any application like any desk? It is in red and white color icon.
I've just got any desk, the little... tennis racket beside it. Do you want to press that? After I type any desk in, the cursor's still flashing on that.
You need to press search. After typing any desk, press search. Okay?
Looking for search.
Yeah, you need to press the search button in your mobile phone. Search.
Which is the search button in my mobile.
Okay. Did you type the Anydex?
Oh, now the bloody thing's turned itself off. God. Sorry, but it's just...
Did you type...
It's run out of time,
okay,
isn't it?
Okay, no issue. Do it slowly, okay? I understand you are not a tech savvy, but don't worry. I will help you.
Sure. Now I have to open it again. Right, now I've got the same screen back here. What's the search? Is that the little blue dot down the bottom of the right-hand side of the screen?
Okay, listen. Show me your mobile phone on your computer camera. Show me your mobile screen on your computer camera. Okay.
I had to do it. How do
yeah.
I do that?
Yeah, show me your mobile screen now. Show me your mobile screen on your camera. Look at 90 degree of your screen. 90. Yes. Now show me your camera. Show me your mobile screen. Move your hand and show me. Move your hand up. Come close. Yeah. When you press that any dex, after that there is an arrow. Press that arrow. Have you done?
I have done it. Nothing's moved so far.
Okay, click on that any dex. Now what do you see?
Nothing's changed. I pressed on.
Move your hand up. Show me. Move your hand up. Come close. Move your hand up. Yeah. Can you see install option over there? Install the first option, AnyDex. Install option at the top. Install. Right next to the AnyDex.
Yes.
Yeah, click on install. Now what do you see? Move your hand up. So you need to press install button. Install. Can you see there is an option install on your right hand side?
Yes, so now I just pressed it. And that's what's come up.
Okay, what do you see now? Tell me. Read it back to me.
Got AnyDesk remote, AnyDesk software, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Install.
Yeah, click on install. Just touch on it. Tap on it.
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, do it once again. Now what do you see?
Complete account setup.
Can you see open option? Open. What do you see? Read it back to me.
There's a little black square in the middle that keeps saying, it keeps changing.
Yeah, hold on. I think it is downloading. Hold on. Once it will be installed, okay, you will get an option open. Okay, just hold on. Can you see the number is moving 80%, 70% downloading like
moving.
This?
Nothing's moving at all on the screen.
So what exactly do you see? Tell me, please.
Well, it says AnyDesk. Up the top of the screen's got AnyDesk, I suppose, remove, which is REMO. Below that, it's got AnyDesk software that it's got install.
Yeah, you have to press or tap on install. Tap on
no,
it.
No, just, okay.
Now, what do you see?
AnyDesk remote desktop. AnyDesk software.
No, after tap, move your hand up. Yeah, move your hand up. Little bit more. Yeah. Can you see? Yeah, hold on. Okay. Now, what do you see? Look at your mobile, okay? look at your mobile. Just below 20 m, below that, what do you see? Below 20 m. It was 20 or 50, I don't know what it is.
50 m.
Okay, below that, yeah, below that, what do you see?
Install.
Click on that, install. Tap on it.
Done.
Now, what do you see?
Complete account setup.
It is installing right now?
Just continue.
Show me on the screen. Show me. Move your hand up. Move your hand up. Yeah, continue. Click on continue. Now, what do you see?
Complete account setup.
After pressing on continue, what do you see?
Complete account setup. Add a payment option to complete your account. You won't be charged unless you make purchase.
Show me on the screen. Move your hand up. Move your hand up. Click on continue. Click on skip. Skip. Now what do you see?
That's what I see.
Okay, now you can see open option over there. Click on open. Can you see open option?
Yes, done that.
Click on that.
Privacy statement.
Yeah. Click on the positive option, I agree. Click on that. The positive option, I agree. Or continue or next.
Just says okay.
Click on okay. Now what do you see?
Any desk plugging.
Yeah, move your hand up. Yeah, click on install again. Tap on install. Move your hand up. Did you tap on install?
Yes. I'll do it again.
Yeah, tap on install. Sir, do it properly. I think it is not tapping on it. Okay, put your mobile on the table and then tap on it.
Come up with a figure.
Okay, what option do you see? Let me know. Read it back to me.
Today, goal. 6,000. It's got steps.
No. Press back button. I think you made some mistake. What do you see now?
Trying to work out how to get back. And there's no arrows on it. What would I have to press to get back?
Have a look in your mobile phone. At the bottom, there is a back button. Got it?
Today, report.
Sir, at the extremely bottom, I think left-hand side or right-hand side, there is a back button. Click on back. What do you see, sir? Yes, sir, you there?
What do you see? Let me know, please.
Yeah, click on install, sir. Install. Tap on it.
I install this app. Cancel or I install?
No, no, no. Don't cancel, okay? Don't cancel.
No,
now you do one thing. Do one thing. Go back to the home screen of your mobile. Home screen.
Yes.
Now look all your application one by one. You need to open AnyDex application. AnyDex.
AnyDex. Let me see.
Have you got it?
AnyDex, some tutorial.
Yeah, what option do you see?
Your address?
Yeah, it is. It is a, sir, it is a tutorial. What do you see? Read it back to me.
User, any desktop.
Yeah, it is a tutorial or what?
No, it's not a tutorial. Just give me a number.
Okay, just tell me that. Okay, just tell me that number, please.
877-899-698.
Okay, I'm going to send you a request, okay? You will get a security warning, all right?
Okay.
Confirm me the number once again.
957 cap 899 cap 698.
Now you will get a security warning. You have to give a click on I trust this call or I am aware. Click on that. I am aware or I trust. Click
I trust
on that.
This.
Yeah, click on that. Yeah, then click on accept. Click on accept. Scroll up a little bit, there is an option accept. It is counting down like 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 2, 1 as like this. Sir, you are rejecting my request. Hold on, do it once again. I'm sending you a request, okay? Hold on. Now can you see security warning?
Yes.
Click on I trust this call and then give a click on accept.
It's not accept, it's just got cancel.
No, hold on, the accept will come. Alright, hold on. Don't click on cancel. I think the accept option is in grey color, I think. Next to cancel, there is accept. Got it? Got it?
No. Just got the cancel sign, not the accept sign.
Click on I trust. I trust. Give a click on I trust. Now what do you see?
Security warning.
Yeah, click on move your hand up. Accept option. Can you see accept?
Yes.
Click on accept. Got it? Did you press on accept?
I have been pressing and it's not moving.
Okay, show me on the screen. Move your hand up. Move your hand up. Yeah, there is an option now. Click on accept. Click on accept. It will work. Click on accept, it will work. Click on it properly.
Doesn't want to buddy move.
Okay, above the accept, can you see any option I am aware? Just a little bit above. I am aware. Above the accept. What do you see? Tell me.
It just says it's a security warning. It's flashing backwards and forwards.
Yeah, can you see any option? I am aware of this RIX. You need to click on it.
No, I didn't. No, there's no, that's not
okay,
the, not on that screen.
Then move your hand up. Move your hand up. A little bit more. Move your hand up. Move your hand up. Okay, now you need to scroll up the page. Scroll up the page. You can see the arrow is pointing down. Scroll up. Go down. There is an option, I am aware.
Oh, yes. Now I have it. Yes.
Yeah, click on that, I am aware. Then give a click on accept.
Okay, done.
Now what do you see? Move your hand up. What do you see? Click on accept.
Sensitive info during casting recording.
Yeah, click on start now. All right, okay, hold on now. Now, press the home button. Go to the home screen.
Yes. Yes, I've done that. It's got a little icon.
Okay, now open all your application. Open all your application, like where you can see all the app. Open the application.
Hold on.
I need to check one by one. Scroll up, slowly. No, don't press the home button, okay? Scroll up. Yeah, hold on. Scroll up again. Yeah, I got that. Okay, hold on. Hold on now. Now you can see the Telstra app, right?
Yes, the Telstra app, correct, in the bottom.
Yeah, hold on. Next to Telstra app, what do you see?
On the left-hand side, it's got spell. On the right-hand side, there's VIPM.
No. Next to thumb, there is VIP, correct?
VIPA.
Yeah, that is the app, okay, which you have got from the Bendigo. Understand?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Just wait. When I will tell you, you need to open it. Hold on. Just wait, okay?
Wait.
Just wait, okay? Okay, you there?
Yes.
Now what you need to do, you need to open that hold on, don't touch anything, hold on, okay? Hold on. you need to open that VIP app. Open that, please.
Now, look, the screen's gone blank again here. What do I do to bring it back?
Unlock. No, no, hold on. Unlock your mobile. Unlock your mobile. It is locked. Unlock it. Swipe it up. Unlock your mobile. Swipe your screen up, your mobile. It will be unlocked. Yeah, it is unlocked.
Okay, now I'm back to where I was.
Yeah, open that VIP access. Yeah, open that app. Yeah, yeah, open that, tap on it.
Yes. Just welcome to VIP access.
Yeah, swipe your screen to left side from your finger. Swipe it to the left side. Yeah, swipe it to the left side.
Yes, I'll scroll to the left side.
One more time. One more time, swipe it left.
It's bouncing back. Well, here we go. Scan or QR code to add strong two-factor authentication to him.
Click on launch VIP access.
Activating VIP access. Security code.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, hold on. Hold on, okay? Okay, close it. Close it. Are you there?
How do I close it again? Go back to the home
Go
screen.
Go to the home screen. Have a look. Have a look. Okay, hold on now. Okay, now again, you need to open your menu. Okay, swipe your screen up.
Okay, hold on.
Could you please let me know, like, who gave you this VIP access app? Who gave you?
I think the bank did.
The bank. So you do banking with Bendigo and your wife does also?
Yes.
She has another account?
Yes. She has her own debit card, but we use the same account.
Okay, that means you both have a joint account, correct?
That's correct.
And you do online banking, and your wife does online banking with same, right?
No, she doesn't have. She wouldn't know how to do it.
So I mean to say, like, she has another account number or the same account number which you have?
Well, she would have a different PIN number, wouldn't she?
Sorry?
She would have a different account. She would have a different number, I would imagine.
Okay, she remember her, her account number? Just confirm me her account number, please.
Cross, I haven't got that on me. I'm just going to go and get something out the other room. It might be in this wallet.
Okay.
I'm back again.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing I've got from the bank are three different account numbers. All in joint names. There's three separate
accounts. So she doesn't have the another, she doesn't have a like her separate account?
No.
Okay, unlock your mobile. Unlock your mobile, please.
Okay, it's unlocked.
It's unlocked? What do you see?
The home page again.
Open that, once again, open that VIP access.
Scroll over this. Okay, open it.
Yeah, open it, please.
Yes, I have opened it and it's got a number on there, but nothing moving.
Tell me that number. What do you see?
85229. It's stationary.
Tap on it, the number.
On the number?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's got a number of 161345. Security code.
And who's that credential ID is? At the top, can you see credential ID 8536-7521?
Yes, I see that number.